here's a story from The World.
Last year, when coronavirus outbreaks first swept across the globe, there was confusion followed by a lot of scapegoating. People of Asian backgrounds were unfairly blamed and ostracized. So were some medical professionals. That's what happened to a doctor in Canada, originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World's Rupa Shenoy has our story.
Last May, as the province of New Brunswick went into one of the strictest lockdowns in Canada, a family physician named Jean-Robert Nogala got a call to come pick up his four-year-old daughter in Montreal.
She's so beautiful. I love her very much.
Her mother, his ex-wife, had to attend a family funeral in Africa. Nogala contacted local police, and they told him it was okay to travel. So he drove the 7 hours to Montreal, spent the night at his brother's place, collected his daughter, and returned home. Health officials advised him that, like other doctors traveling at the time, he could go back to seeing patients. He didn't have to spend time in quarantine, since he didn't believe he'd been exposed. But soon, one of Nogala's patients tested positive for the coronavirus. On May 27, 2020, he tested positive, too, although he had no symptoms. He went into quarantine. Later that same day, the premier of New Brunswick, Blaine Higgs, spoke about the outbreak at a press conference and mentioned patient zero.
This is a healthcare worker who saw multiple patients over a two-week period following their return to New Brunswick. We are still contact tracing, but we know this zone is currently at a higher risk due to the actions of one irresponsible individual.
The premier didn't say Jean-Robert Nogala's name, but that leaked online. And with a little sleuthing, people found Nogala's address and photo. Within hours, his whole life changed.
I was treated like a criminal, but I did nothing wrong. I was doing my job.
His employer suspended him without pay. People assailed him online and waited outside his home, delivering death threats and racist taunts, telling him to go back to Africa. He had to ask for police protection. At the same time, authorities opened a criminal investigation against him for failing to isolate. Joël Etienne, Nogala's attorney, says random people falsely accused him of breaking quarantine.
People would be congregating in places of commerce, and they would see a person of color, and they would call the authorities and say, oh, the good doctor is not quarantining. You need to run the police to his house. And the police would show up and accuse him of non-self-quarantining.
In all, 41 people were infected in that outbreak, and 2 people died. But doctors rallied to Nogala's defense. In September, 1,500 physicians signed a letter blaming systemic racism for his treatment.
This is clearly an example in its consequences how a person of immigrant background, a person who is African-Canadian, was absolutely marginalized, penalized, and could have lost his life over this because the outrage was that palpable at the time.
When a mayor in Quebec heard Nogala's story, he invited him to come live and work there. Nogala took him up on the offer. His trial was supposed to begin this month, and if found guilty, he faced as much as $8,000 in fines. But last week, prosecutors dropped the charges, saying they'd been provided with evidence that showed they had little chance to convict.
Now I'm not a criminal. I can continue life like a human being.
It's not completely over for Nogala. There's still something he wants, and that's an apology from Premier Blaine Higgs.
The apology means the beginning of the healing. I cannot change the past, but I have to prepare myself for the future.
So far, Higgs has refused the invitation to apologize.
If I recall, at the time, it was when we had our first fatality in the long journey of COVID, and we needed to ensure that everyone was following the rules carefully and taking every case and every situation seriously.
Higgs said it's unfortunate if Nogala took his comments personally. Nogala's attorneys say they're considering suing for damages. For the World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
From PRX.